you want to take Cassius Clay when Howard Cosell and everybody is calling you Muhammad Ali, then why you got to be the one of all people who's color to keep saying Cassius Clay? My name is Muhammad Ali, and you will announce it right there in the center of that ring after the fight if you don't do it now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I've got to learn to hit that microphone button. You know, I've only been doing this like 36 years. You think that once in a while I learn how to turn on the mic after a commercial break? Straight up, having fun today, folks. We are live on Twitch.tv. Of course, you can check out the Sports Byline channel. We're live on SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 211, iHeartRadio, the Sports Byline channel on iHeartRadio. Straight up, all kinds of platforms around the world. You're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Ain't nothing stopping us now. McFadden and Whitehead, I think those guys were out of Philadelphia back around 1974 there. You are tuned in to 76. You are tuned in to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. On the line from the Bronx, of course, the PhD of boxing, Mr. Socrates Palmer. Now, you were alluding to the PBC before the break. PBC, tell our listeners what PBC is and expand.
Well, PBC and Al Heyman and Fox apparently are in the process of creating their own world title, which basically would emulate a UFC type model. And I don't know, when you first hear about it, I'm like, nah, man, do we really need this? Do I see the pros and cons? The pros are, well, you know, it's going to definitely hit the pockets of the people like the WBC and the WBA and WBO.
WBO, yeah. Go ahead, sir. I'm going to let you go on.
No, well, I was just going to say, originally I first heard about it, I'm against it because basically you're controlling everything. You're monopolizing in a way, and I don't know if that's going to interfere with the Muhammad Ali Act. And it's funny that you mentioned WBO because the executive from Fox disrespected the WBO in his interview. He said that that PBC doesn't consider the WBO as a major title, which is just beyond ludicrous. But then again, Fox is the same people that gave WWE $200 million a year, so, and their product stinks, as we said.
Does their product stink? I mean, you're the PhD. Does it really stink, or are you just pontificating there?
WWE?
Yeah.
It's trash. It's right now.
Even with Tyson Fury, they can't turn numbers with Tyson Fury?
Numbers don't lie. You know, men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. You know, they're struggling at the box office. But I don't want to get too far off the top. I just thought it was real disrespectful with Bill Wagner, I believe is the Fox executive that said that about the WBO.
Andre Ward, the son of God. I mean, you know, I give him props. He is the real deal. He's lived up to everything he said. I mean, as far as commitments to boxing and this and that, and he's got these 10, he's talking about these 10 bad habits I found. It's the 10 bad habits for any fighter outside the ring, according to Andre Ward. Putting drugs or alcohol in your system, gaining the 20 to 30 pounds in between fights. I guess he doesn't remember Duran gained like 65. Yeah. And that was bad. Only training when you have a fight coming up. Yeah, that was never me either. Believing your own hype. I sort of did a couple times and paid for it. There is a lot more work to do. There's always more work to do. Loving the nightlife. I stayed away from the clubs. Andre Ward did too. Believing that you can't get beat. I believed that until I got beat. Anyone can get clipped. Yes, anyone can get clipped. Having a bunch of people around who only gas you up and tell you what you want to hear. Yeah, no, not really. No. Laziness is number 8. Pride, number 9, not allowing yourself to still be taught. And number 10, entitlement. Nobody owes you anything. The words of the great Andre Ward, undefeated 2004 Olympic gold medalist. He shined at 168 pounds, came up to 175 pounds, had the controversial first fight with Sergey Kovalev, of course, who fought a fortnight ago against Canelo Alvarez, succumbing in the 10th round to a KO, of course. And then in the second fight with Ward neutralized Kovalev and stopped him inside the distance. So straight up, Andre Ward decided to retire. He's unbeaten, and now Canelo Alvarez is calling him out. And when you've got people like Virgil Hunter, who represents Andre Ward, saying, you know, we'd probably do this for $35 or $40 million, that sounds like negotiation to me, Mr. PhD. Tell me, do you think so?
Hey, it's hard to, you know, hang up the phone if they start talking about $35 million. Basically, they're asking for a 50-50, which I don't think...
Man, that ain't happening.
Golden, you know, and let's face it, I mean, who needs it more? I mean, yes, Andre Ward is an all-time great. You know, he accomplished things from 168 to 175 that not too many fighters have, you know, other than Roy Jones. And he's perfect, unblemished. He's 37, though. And he's never made the money, you know, in his career that obviously Canelo has. So unless he comes down from that 50-50, you know, that fight's not happening. And
that's ridiculous. Andre Ward was never a superstar. I mean, I love him and everything. And, I mean, he was never really a superstar. He was a star, but I would never call him a superstar. Would you?
No, unfortunately, no. I mean, he's a superstar in terms of accomplishments and to the true boxing fan. You know, he was at one point considered the best in his profession. But as far as a box office, no. He was never, someone that was going to sell out the Garden or headline a pay-per-view by himself. But a wonderful career.
How come? Here's a 2004 Olympic gold medalist. He lives a clean life. He's got a beautiful wife. His wife, Tiffany, had been together since he was like 14 years old. And, I mean, come on, man. He's a picture. He's a perfect story to tell. Why wasn't he ever in a super fight? Because he signed with Dan Goosen and that guy from Rap-A-Lot Records instead of going with Don King and Bob Arum. That was his big thing. I'm not going with Bob Arum or Don King. Look what happened to him.
That's probably part of it. Also, the fact, you know, boring, let's say, outside of boxing and in the ring, brilliant at what he did, but not the most exciting fighter. I mean, he was in some fights that were kind of like, okay, you know, that, you know, he wasn't knocking people out like other superstar fighters. It's probably a combination of everything. But yes, being, you know, unfortunately, with Goosen Tudor, you know, as opposed to one of the major heavyweight promotions, didn't help him at all.
And all in all, I mean, how can I put this? I'm very proud of Andre Ward in and outside the ring. I mean, I think he's a class act. Whatever decision he decides to make, I'll go with him on this one. But he's getting older, and he's got a cadaver's ACL in one knee. So what I'm trying to tell you is he's got some replacement parts in his body. He's had a lot of surgeries and things like that. You know, he might not be able to train for an entire training camp. So he shows up. So he shows up for the check. And he looks good, but he isn't really good. You feel me on that?
And he loses a competitive decision?
Yeah,
you think he gets stopped?
$35 million, man. That gets a lot of guys out of bed. Even the most devout Christian in the entire world will possibly say something negative about God if you offer him $35 or $40 million. I'm sorry, man, but it's just that much money.
Hey, you can make a nice donation at the collection plate.
Man, you talk about hey, you know what's funny is that these guys that have all this money, these guys that have all this money and they don't donate it when they can donate instead of paying taxes. I never understood that, Socrates. One of my uncles secured a deal for $374 million. I said to him, hey, why don't you sponsor Ring Talk and you can write it off on your taxes? He said, nah.
Oh, no.
$374 million. That was the last time I talked to him.
Really?
300,
wow.
300. He was a Silicon Valley guy. He's the one that developed them chips down there and that kind of good stuff. But, yeah, $374 million he sold his company for. This was about 8 or 10 years ago. And then I ran that by him. He goes, yeah, I'm having to pay all this taxes. So I run this by him. And the dude would rather pay the taxes than give the money to me. So instead of slapping him right there at the table, I just got up and decided I'd never talk to him again. But he deserved to be. Come on. He deserved to be cracked when you do somebody family that way. Think about that.
Yeah. It'd be hard to pass the cranberry sauce at the Thanksgiving table.
Throw it at him. Yeah. You want to throw it at him. anyway, straight up, you have a wonderful week, sir. Say hello to the missus. Say hello to your daughter. Say hello to your agent. I hope all is well. Straight up, you are the PhD of boxing.
You
are the PhD of boxing. I appreciate your talents week in and week out, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Love you, brother. Thank you.
The great Socrates Palmer, folks. Of course, Rick Stevens here on lead. The late Rick Stevens passing away a couple years ago. The voice of Tower of Power for a couple years. You're still a young man. You're always still a young man here around here, especially Dick Ferrante. Big Dick Ferrante, one of the former talk radio hosts from around here, rodeo guys from around here. He's feeling better. Of course, he was sick, and he's coming back. And Big Dick, that's not the greatest name to say on the radio, but Big Dick, we're with you. Come on back.